Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 14, Deborah Allen, age 52, occupation, businesswoman, chief financial officer. Education and qualifications. I've spent 25 years as a CFO for construction companies throughout Contra Costa County, and I am known as a tough woman who fights on principle. I have watched our state government continue to grow in size and decline in the quality of services provided to us. We can do better with our education, water management, infrastructure, health care, and public safety. Red tape and overtaxation of small businesses will cause future generations to leave California to find good jobs. Our government is flush with nepotism, unethical behavior, and wasteful spending. But our political class believes everything will improve if we just continue to raise taxes. It's time to clean house in Sacramento and take on the establishment political class. I will stand up to corruption and waste, oppose new taxes, and cut through regulations to bring new industries and jobs back to our great state. I will bring reforms in transparency, efficiency, and accountability to our state government. Under those principles, I will work to improve education at all levels, including new vocational programs in high school. I will work to solve our water crisis, protect Prop 13 from further eroding our business climate, and improve health care and education to our most vulnerable. I will focus on reallocating wasted dollars back to areas of public safety, water, and education. I am Deborah Allen, a strong-willed, hard-working woman who will stand up to Sacramento's failed bureaucracy and make California prosper again. Learn more about me at www.deborahallen.com. Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 14. Tim Grayson, age 48, occupation, council member, police chaplain. Education and qualifications. As police chaplain, I got involved in public service out of a desire to help others. Sometimes that means working outside the establishment. I'm a proud co-founder of our Family Justice Center, dedicated to helping victims of domestic violence, child and elderly abuse, and victims of human trafficking. My work to keep kids in school, away from gangs, has earned me support of Vallejo Mayor Osby Davis, local police, our district attorney, and sheriff. I'm an independent thinker who will always reevaluate how tax dollars are being spent before agreeing to throw more money at a problem. As Concord's mayor, we balance a $90 million budget every year with 30% reserves for emergencies. BART should rein in costs before asking voters for a multi-billion dollar tax increase. California roads and highways need repair, but raising the gas tax should be a last resort. I know we can improve our public schools and grow California's economy by trimming excess bureaucracy and trying unique approaches to educating kids and creating jobs. But this won't happen by embracing the status quo. Creating our first interest-free program for homeowners installing solar and drought-resistant landscaping makes me proud. I support controlling growth and protecting open space. I oppose building the Twin Tunnels, sending Solano County waters to Southern California, damaging our Delta ecosystem. If elected, I will focus on solving real problems, be a good listener, study all sides of an issue, and be an independent voice for Benicia and Vallejo residents. Tim Grayson, 925-348-4554, www.timgrayson.us. Statement of candidate for member of the State Assembly, District 14. May Torkelson, occupation, educator, park director. Education and qualifications. My name is May Torkelson. I am an educator running for State Assembly to improve our schools, create jobs, reduce traffic, and protect our environment. That's why California firefighters, teachers, nurses, and the Democratic Party have endorsed me. While managing the University of California's MESA program for math, engineering, and science, I help thousands of disadvantaged students prepare for successful careers. I will work to increase resources for our schools and expand vocational education and job training opportunities. For the last 9 years, I have been an elected board member of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, where I expanded youth, sports, and senior programs. As a founder of the Friends of the Delta Trail, I led advocacy efforts that secured $4.5 million to provide shoreline access and a continuous trail network in 5 Delta counties. In the State Assembly, I will continue to make water and natural resources protection a top priority. That's why I'm the only candidate supported by some of our community's most respected leaders. Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla, California Democratic Party, Congressman Mark DeSaulnier, Congressman Mike Thompson, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, State School Superintendent Tom Torlakson, Secretary of State Alex Padilla, State Controller Betty Yee, California Professional Firefighters, Contra Costa Deputy District Attorneys Association, California Nurses Association. On June 7th, I would be honored to earn your support to work for you in the State Assembly. Please visit www.maytorkelson.com and join my team.